Welcome to Chorus Call.
Your name, please?
Sagar Lele.
Thank you. One moment. For the art assistant call, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sagar Lele. And your company name, please?
Motilal Oswal.
Connecting you to the call.
Thanks.
The conference is now being recorded.
morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the R Systems Q1 2016 Investor Conference Call hosted by Motilal Oswal Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Lele from Motilal Oswal Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I welcome you to the R Systems Q1 2016 earnings call. We have with us the senior management of R Systems, Mr. Reki Singh, the managing director, Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, president and senior executive director, Mr. Nand Sardana, CFO, Mr. Aviraj Jain, EVP and CTO, and Mr. Kumar Gaurav, GM Finance and Accounts. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Kumar Gaurav to start the proceedings. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for attending our system investor call to discuss quarter 1 2016 results. I am going to first read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainty. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future event, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now with this, I am handing over to Mr. Reki for his opening comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call for the first quarter of 2016. First of all, I would like to present an overview of our systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us in this conference for the first time. Our systems was established in 1993 in California and is now spread across three continents with 14 development and service centers worldwide. Our systems now delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, namely telecom and digital media, healthcare, finance, manufacturing, and state governments. Our industry domain knowledge combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility and cloud helps in transformation of businesses into this digital age. Over the past two decades, we have emerged as a strong value creator in the industry. The value we create is like the oyster delivering the pearl. The oyster pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders and is reflected in our tagline, caring, innovating and transforming. It is a value-centric philosophy that helps us win new customers across the world. During quarter one, we have reported revenues of rupees 142 crores, the quarter-on-quarter decline of rupees of 2.69%. The decline is primarily due to delays in start of certain projects. The EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 13.3 crores, which is about 9% of the revenue. Q1 profitability was impacted due to salary raises, mainly at offshore centers, and ramp-up costs for our new projects. Although operational efficiency and strengthening of US dollar against Indian rupee helped the margins. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical with 30% share of our revenues. We have 21 customers that contribute $1 million plus revenues. We added 7 new clients, key clients, during the quarter. Utilization for the quarter was above 75%. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 255 crores. And cash and bank balances of rupees 99 crores. I now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Reddy. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter one. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed by Avirag's comment on the operation and then final summing up by Mr. Reddy and then Q&A session. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 141.87 crores or $21.02 million, a quarter-on-quarter decline of 2.69%. Q1 gets impacted with clients that are still in the process of approval and is normally muted. The quarter-on-quarter decline of 2.69% is mainly due to delay in start of new projects. Also, some of these orders got postponed to quarter two. It is important to mention that we have added 7 key customers during the quarter and 47 technical associates. However, the full revenue impact will be reflected from Q2 onwards. Getting down to gross margin, it was 34.03% in quarter one compared to 33.07% last quarter, an improvement of 96 basis points. Improved gross margin on the back of higher utilization, 1.26%, impact of rupee depreciation, 41 basis points. This was offset by impact of 71 basis points on account of salary changes, mainly at offshore centers. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter on quarter by Rs. 1.84 crores. It was Rs. 34.97 crores this quarter compared to 33.13 crores last quarter. The increase is mainly due to H1 visa filing fee and increase in SG&A salaries. We account for H1 visa cost at the time of filing these visas. EBITDA this quarter was Rs. 13.31 crores or $1.97 million. Compared to 15.08 crores or $2.27 million in quarter four last year and Rs. 15.65 crores or $2.51 million in Q1 2015. As percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 9.38% this quarter compared to 10.34% last quarter and 10.38% in quarter one 2015. Q1 2015 EBITDA is mainly impacted by salary raises primarily at offshore centers, delaying start of new projects, and H1 visa costs. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 2.83 crores compared to Rs. 3.30 crores in quarter 4 2015 and 4.59 crores in Q1 last year. Depreciation in quarter 1 is lesser due to expiry of life of certain intangibles. Depreciation Q1 2015 was higher due to adoption of Schedule 2 of Companies Act 2013, which has become applicable to us from 1st January 2015. Interest expense is Rs. 3.10 lakhs in this quarter compared to Rs. 3.50 lakhs last quarter. Other income this quarter was positive 2.17 crores compared to Rs. 3.55 crores last quarter. Other income in Q1 mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. The other income is impacted by lesser exchange gains compared to last quarter, mainly in European business. As at quarter one, we have total forward cover of $14.80 million with average rate of 69.89 rupees and euro cover of €2.16 million with average rate of Rs. 78.39. This has already been marked to market at closing date of 31st March. Our tax expense was Rs. 4.98 crores in quarter one as against negative 4.31 crores last quarter. Net profit after tax was Rs. 1.64 crores or $1.13 million compared to Rs. 23.29 crores or $3.52 million last quarter. Q4 profit includes exceptional profit of Rs. 10.66 crores. Resultant EPS for the quarter is 50 paisa per share compared to Rs. 1.84 per share last quarter. Getting now to assets in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of March 31st were Rs. 103.25 crores compared to Rs. 104.60 crores at the end of December 15. The receivable in terms of DSO was 55 days as at March 31st and 49 days as at the end of December 31st. Cash and bank balances were Rs. 98.96 crores compared to Rs. 92.20 crores at the end of 31st December. We have been able to maintain our cash reserve despite payment of taxes and capex to cash generated from operation. Our shareholders' fund was Rs. 254.68 crores at the end of March 31st compared to Rs. 242.86 crores at the end of December 31st. With that, let me hand over to Avirag for a review of operations.
Thank you, Nand.
and thanks everyone for being on the call. And I will give you a brief overview of about global operations that we have and the customer that we are engaged with. We continue to have focus on the key verticals and that we operate in: telecom, banking, healthcare, manufacturing, and U.S. government. And in each vertical, we have built solid expertise in terms of domain, technology, and innovation, and we continue to do that. We are further building our strength in mobility, analytics, cloud, digital, where we see a lot of new potential with our existing client and the new business that we are getting in. So we see a lot of interest in the market and a lot of growth opportunities. In mobile, we are working on all the technology stack, Android, iOS, hybrid, and all the new products that are in the market. Analytics, we are building a data aggregation platform, an analytics engine, and a reporting tool. We have been investing heavily for the last about 8 to 9 months, and we are hoping to have a solution very soon out, and that will help us to position with our clients and to the prospects, and we are hoping good growth in space. In cloud, we are operating all the three leading cloud solution providers, Salesforce, Microsoft, and Amazon, and we have managed to create good skills and delivering good solutions to our clients. This quarter, we have added 7 new clients, and one of them is a healthcare provider in US. That is a large project we have already started for them, and we are hoping this will take us to the end of the year to complete. We are re-platforming with a new technology, their own practice management solution. Another customer is a US-based financial sector company where we are providing a latest technology stack for their existing product. One is in the BPO, again, revenue cycle management for our BPO site. One is for computer is where we are working with the telecom ISV for a prepaid solution for them. And one, we are implementing iBase, which is our ERP wing in Singapore. We are implementing micro CRM solution for one of the companies in Hong Kong. So these are some of the key clients that we have got this year. In terms of headcount, so we have added 47 headcounts, and now we are at 1773 technical headcounts. Our utilization is improved to 78%. On a geography basis, US continues to be the largest geography, 51%, Europe 17%, Southeast Asia 15%, and rest of the world 4.6%. On a client concentration, top 10 clients 34%, and the largest 6.8%. With that brief, I hand over to Mr. Ricky for his closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhiraj. Although our quarter one has been impacted by salary raises and delays in start for projects, we are optimistic for the future, and we have added 15 more associates to cater to our sales funnel. It is our endeavor to be a value creator in the digital transformation of businesses, and our strategy for 2016 is to focus on profitable growth while intensifying our investments in digital technologies and innovation. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and we'll hand you back to the organizers for any questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one at this time. We'll take the first question from the line of Karthik Muthuswamy from Trident Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. How do you look at growth opportunities?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Muthuswamy. We are not able to hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, this is better. Thank you.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, well, I understand, salary raises impacting quarter one numbers. The revenue growth has also not been very good. How do you look at revenue growth going forward? And in what sort of areas are you targeting? What sort of growth are you targeting?
Okay, this is Nan. In this quarter, there is a degrowth of 2.69%, as we have said. What happens is Q1 normally is a mute quarter. You know, the clients are still finalizing their budgets, and also the number of days are also comparatively lesser. This quarter, what happened was that there was delay in start of some projects. Some of the order got postponed to next quarter. So this quarter is muted. Having said that, traditionally also Q2 and Q3 are better quarters, and we could see we are quite positive and should be able to see reasonable growth in quarters to come.
But you wouldn't want to put a growth number, a guidance or something?
See, we do not give any number guidance, but if you see our historically our past, Q1 normally compared to Q1, you know, Q2, Q3 and Q4 are much better, and we don't want to give any guidance, but reasonable growth we should be expecting. And your question on which area will be growing, our OPD business, the business which we do, ISP and OPD business, that services business, we are quite positive on that, and that should be the growth driver.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We'll take the next question from the line of Sagar Lele. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Could you elaborate on how your account management teams are currently set up, and if there are any changes you deem necessary on the way you're mining probably the $21 million plus customers that you have? Also, if you could give us some color in terms of how you see the potential of these accounts in terms of scaling up with the new services that you're adding.
Okay, Virag, I can take this question up. You know, you talk about account management. The way typically we do, when we land a new account, we identify, based on the potential, we identify as a key account or a strategic account, and when we see that, we nominate a account manager on that. Apart from the VC sales, who continue to work on the account. So we will always have a VC sales or relationship manager in US and account manager in India who will nurture the account. We segregate accounts in terms of ABC based on their potential revenue growth and all that. And then there are, based on the potential, we continue to invest in the account through innovation, customer-centric innovation and growth, and labor focus. And account manager has in routine always visit client once in a quarter. We have regular management meetings with Mr. Reiki, myself, Jennifer. We keep visiting and meeting them. We also invite them to our center and build a strong relationship. And, most of these accounts we measure based on the potential and growth, and wherever we see, we continue to invest. And our repeat business is very, very high in the OPD business, almost 85%, and that is as a result of our good account management that we do with these customers.
Sure, that's helpful. And if you could just elaborate on how you plan to mine these better using the newer services that you're introducing.
So what is happening right now, whatever, let's say, mobility, analytics, or digital, the services we do, whenever the account manager visit a customer, the practice manager from these groups will either present online or visit along with and portray these services to these clients. And when they visit us, we do the same thing. So they always know that these are the services or the areas we are innovating, and when we visit, we see there is a need for them, and one way we do it very efficiently, we build a small POC or, some solution for them and show it to them, even they without coming to us. And that really that attracts them back to come back to us. And that helps us to grow these accounts in the new areas. And obviously, sales and account manager work hand in hand to grow these accounts.
Fair enough. Also, the 15 associates that you spoke of that you've just hired, are they in the hunting team or would they be focused on mining?
No, these associates are on the delivery side. And sales side, we would have added them how many?
So we would have at least 5-6 guys. Total sales is close to 100.
But about these are generally the delivery team for the growth of existing customers and new clients. 47. These are 47 people.
Fair enough. That was helpful.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, may please press star and one at this time. We leak the next question from the line of Rohit Balakrishnan from Rare Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
So you have a very strong balance sheet with about 100 crores of cash. Any points around how do you plan to utilize that cash in terms of acquisitions or buying back stock? Anything that you would want to talk about that?
Yeah. See, if you see traditionally also, we believe in, you know, having a strong cash position. We keep our eyes and ear open, and we are looking for organic as well as inorganic growth, and definitely we will plan to utilize this cash for inorganic growth as well. There are we keep on looking, and there are some deals we are looking at, but as of now we have not yet finalized. We are traditionally we believe in keeping a good cash in our balance sheet.
And if I'm not mistaken, you had sold one business unit of yours in the last year. Can you just elaborate a bit? What was you thinking of selling it out? I think it was a products business. Any, if you can just broadly help me understand why do you think it was not strategic to your business?
See, basically, we want to focus on services business. Traditionally, we have been a service company. We had one product business, and in fact, 3-4 years before, we publicly announced that we want to exit the product business. And in pursuance of that, last year, we exited the product business with a view to focus on services business, and that is what our core area is. So that was the main rationale for divesting.
Got it.
There was another question you asked about buyback.
Yes.
So the answer to that is that with the recent changes in tax laws, the buyback is attractive and we are evaluating that. We also have to keep in mind that we need to keep sufficient cash for growth. But that's something we are evaluating, the buyback option.
Okay, got it. And this accounting question, so I see about 3 crores of goodwill on your balance sheet. So with the last sale, has this goodwill come off or it's still not, it's still in the books and it will come off over time?
I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat this?
So there is a goodwill of 50 crores on the balance sheet, right?
Yeah, okay. Got it. See, this is when we acquire. You see, when you acquire companies, there is some element of goodwill, as you understand, whatever you pay and less than net assets and all that. These are goodwill for two businesses which we acquired in the past. One was that computerized business which we acquired in Europe, and secondly is in the Singapore business. So these goodwill are standing as a normal accounting kind of thing. Both these businesses are doing reasonably okay. So that's the standard goodwill, landing for those.
Okay. So this is not the business that we sold off was not an acquired business. It was something that we had built organically from within.
The incidentally, the business we sold, we acquired very long back. In fact, that was acquired in 2002, and this was sold last year. But that goodwill has all been kind of cleaned up and all that.
Sure. Got it. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. We'll take the next question from the line of Sagar Lele from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Could you, you elaborated on, you spoke about some of the investments that you're making in mobility and analytics. Could you probably elaborate a little more in terms of what specific offerings you're extending into these areas? And also, if there are some gaps that you find in your current service portfolio that you would probably like to fill through acquisitions, and if you're looking at any, or do you find it better to build this up organically?
Yeah, in terms of mobility, we look at mobility, some of the prominent platforms are iOS and Android, and Microsoft new platform, Xamarin, is also getting popular. So these are the platforms that we have built. We have already built an expertise, we have worked with clients, and we are further strengthening our offering. We are trying to develop some framework where we can, support our customer faster, whenever we need to. In analytics, we are yet building a framework which is about to be ready by, we are hoping in another month or so, and that will help us to position ourselves to the client where we can deliver them faster solution. We help them in data aggregation, we are developing a platform for data aggregation, analytics, and then reporting all the three. If the generic platform can suit to any industry with customization and changing like that, it will help us to position us ahead of competition. We will be able to offer them a faster solution. And on the inorganic side also, we are actively looking for companies where we can increase our offering in mobility analytics area. In fact, we are in discussion, but as of now, not really done if it is done. So as of now, we are looking for organically this to improve our offerings in these areas as well as inorganically.
Fair enough. And since you're making these investments now, do you also expect to probably see some amount of pressure on your margins in the near term going ahead?
To some extent, when you are investing and you are, we have a team, a dedicated team who is working on mobility analytics, it takes some time to get into revenue. So to some extent, there is, some cost is there. But I think that's a larger, from a larger point of view, we can absorb that. And going forward, we are going to help us in improving our margin.
So for full year FY17, we can expect a better performance in margin compared to the previous year?
Yeah, I hope so, yes.
All right. Thanks, that was helpful.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask a question. We'll take the next question from the line of Rohit Balakrishnan from Rare Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I had two follow-up questions. One was, what is the on-site to offshore mix currently?
Yeah, our offshore is close to 58% and the balance 42% is kind of on-site.
Got it. So the reason I was asking was that if you look at the EBITDA margin, it's slightly on the lower side if you compare the typical IT companies. So just wanted to understand that. So any reason for the lower margins that are there?
Yeah, you see, we are spread across the globe. So, we have offices at, so many places and countries. So SG has become a little high. That has been a kind of, for the last so many years. The EBITDA margin specifically for this quarter is low, as Mr. Reddy said, was because of, some delay in startup projects, some order got postponed, and traditionally, the actual visa financing is provided in this quarter, and, salary increase is also sitting in this quarter. But going forward, like Q2, Q3, normally we get, traditionally also, there is improvement in these margins. Last year we had close to 12%, previously we had about 14%. So we are quite hopeful to kind of improve this margin by at least 1.5-2%. But we have been in a range of 12-14% for last 7 years.
And so what would be the reason for the improvement? I mean, what are the levers that you see?
See, the biggest levers, is the exchange rate. You see, exchange rate, if it is in our favor, definitely it helps. Dollar appreciation definitely helps. Now, since last 5-6 quarters, euro was depreciating and that was having a negative impact. Fortunately, this quarter, euro was actually also appreciated in addition to the appreciation of USD. So that to some extent has helped. So these are exchange is definitely a big lever, which is actually not in our control. So we don't know next quarter what will happen. But at 67 rupees and all that, we feel our budgets and all are protected at 67 rupees present rate. The second big lever is utilization. We are already at 77-78%. So, you know, there is a scope of maybe 1 or 2% improvement. But you see, when you have to get new project, you start a new project, you know, it takes some time to kind of ramp up. So I think this is also, but 77-78 we feel is a good utilization. So these are two big levers which, which way we place and accordingly, our margins get determined. And definitely, you know, with increase in volume, you know, whatever, we straight away get gross margin and that EBITDA definitely improves on that. And as I said, for delaying some of the order in this quarter and going forward, you know, the situation improves. This should help improve our EBITDA margins.
Have you seen any sort of pricing pressures from your clients?
Honestly, not. To be honest with you, there's not much of pricing. Not really. There's no really pricing pressure. So,
and so just in terms of maybe an extension of somebody asking about your growth. So, if you take a slightly longer term horizon, let's say 3 to 5 year horizon, what's the strategy of taking the company to the next level? We are at 600-700 crore type of a revenue run rate. Let's say we want to reach to let's say 1,500-2,000 crore kind of revenue. What are the things that we have to do, and what are the gaps that we think we have right now, and how are we trying to fill that?
Yes, definitely our wish is to kind of grow as fast as possible. You see, we are making two steps. One is on organically, we are increasing our sales team, trying to push more and more sales, increasing our offering in, newer technology, newer area, mobility, energy, cloud, and all that. On the other hand, we are keeping our eyes and ears open for inorganic growth also. So definitely the wish is very high, and we definitely want to go, at a high rate. So that is the aim.
Any area that we specialize in terms of our offering? Any vertical or any specific technology that we sort of,
You see, right now we continue to focus in the OCD segment and so domain and technology work, that we talked about. And for now we'll stick to them, and down the line we may add some more areas. So the domain and technology that we are working and innovating in analytics and, mobility, telecom, healthcare, banking are some of the verticals that we focus on, and stick to these for now.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Sagar Lele for his closing remarks.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I thank our assistants for giving us the opportunity to host the call and all the participants for joining in. Over to you, Kumar.
Thank you, Rishi Singh. I want to thank everybody for being a part of this conference call. Your questions are very helpful, and your participation is also very helpful, and I thank you for that. That brings us to the end of this presentation.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you.